Before DJW, mobile.
Yeah, whatever. KB2A, check this.
Lone, I've been looking for you for the past couple of days. I found the issue in my air conditioner.
Oh, well, when you call me on the phone?
Ham radio operator. And as such, I don't like the phone. I did the phone for 50 years for work. I don't like the phone.
Well, doggone it, man. I'm working. I'm not near the radio. I'm only near the radio when I'm driving. Oh, man, I'm sorry, Dave. When next time, call my phone.
What?
A capacitor.
How do you know?
I've been changing a buttload of them.
Do what?
I've been changing a buttload of them.
Capacitors on air conditioning for cars?
Oh. It was in your car. Oh, okay. No, that was a wild guess then.
Today, my air I asked you what my options were in my 30-year-old car for AC, and you said start with simple stuff first. Well, it shut off on me. It's been doing that a little bit. I just crank it up and keep going. But it shut off on my son and I were headed. He was in his truck, I was in mine. We were headed over to the airfield, and it shut off altogether. Took it home. Let me let up on it a minute. All the coil went bad, replaced the coil. The ignition control unit went bad, replaced that. Said, wait a minute, something's wrong here. Couldn't read anything on the codes off of the ODB2 reader. So I got doing some research and found out. Back in those years, the ECU, the engine control unit, has capacitors in it that they're electrolytic capacitors, and sometimes they leak on the board, and mine had done that, and I replaced them, and now it runs like a charm. The automatic transmission works better. The fuel mileage is like 4 times better. The air conditioning is working. Just all kinds of things that weren't working before because it couldn't communicate with the rest of the world are working better now.
Well, son of a gun. I you know, how funny is that? Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm glad he got it fixed.
Well, it was a capacitor. It was an electrolytic capacitor. It was actually two or three of them. I replaced two or three. I replaced one day, and that fixed it. The communication started working. And then the other ones, they were dirty, too, so I cleaned them up and replaced them as well. They didn't come in until a day or two later. But anyway, I got cold air in my truck now, and it idles a lot better. It gets like 4 times more gas mileage than it did get. It's got a lot more power going up hills. No rough idle, no shut off on you at a red light, none of that stuff. It's like it's a new truck again.
Most excellent. Wow. What a guess that was, though. It's funny. Anyway, Dave, my wife is trying to get a hold of me here. She just sent me an angry face text, like, where are you? So let me give her a call. Let her know I'm on my way home.
All right. Talk to you later if she lets you get off the phone. Anyway, catch you later. KP2HXSW4DJW Mobile.
Okay, Dave. I'm just on Stallings Road here. What the heck park was that? I forget what park that is. Anyway, coming around Paris Mountain, heading to the house. See you in a bit. Talk to you in a bit. KP2HXS.
WQ4NH.
How are you?
Kind of funny, though, that I was on my way back from Kentucky, want to say Thursday, and somehow or another I got your call sign on APRS while I was up in Kentucky.
For two hops, it's probably Johnson City, Tennessee to somewhere in Kentucky. Johnson City probably heard it, and then it repeated it, and then somebody close to Kentucky or someone in Kentucky heard Johnson City. That's the way that path usually goes.
How about that? I was right on the Tennessee line whenever my APRS heard it. It was kind of funny. I'm like, oh, there's Dave. What's he doing up here?
Well, I'm going, and I got a new one going in my truck. The truck I'm in right now has got a new APRS setup going in it. And it might have been my truck. It might have been, I don't know, did you note the SSID on the end?
Like it was your truck symbol, so I'm assuming it was for your truck.
Okay, that was probably me going out to the airfield and back. So you went to Lexington, Kentucky?
Went to Lexington.
I heard you telling somebody while I was on my way to the airfield one day. I was just listening. Didn't want to interrupt. I heard you telling somebody you were headed up that way. I didn't know when you were leaving. I just knew you were going there. You ever go down to Harlan County?
Yes, I was in Lexington. It was a heck of a trip, to say the least. I was actually frequenting Lexington and Winchester up there. And no, I've not been to that county. What's over there?
There's a lot of crime and stuff went on in that county for a long time. There's a movie on Netflix about it.
I heard nothing about that. I heard about a county about the Dukes of Hazzard were in. That's what I heard about.
Well, no, it used to be Netflix. I think it's Hulu now. And if you think of it, I don't know if you ever watch any of those series, like Netflix series, but there was one called Justified, and it's all about Harlan County, Kentucky. It's a pretty good series. It'll keep your attention for a while.
Dave, hopefully I got some time while I'm here home. I'm only home till Wednesday, and I'm gone pretty much the rest of the month, unfortunately. I'm gone for about 3 weeks after that, back up to Lexington. This project.
Progress in Lexington.
It's the hope. We got a new project manager now, so he flew down Tuesday. He was in the plant Wednesday, not even the plant 30 minutes. He was just asking all the right questions and why things were certain ways, and then by the time we left the plant Wednesday, we pretty much had a game plan for the return trip next week, and I had 6 days off because, man, it's been four weekends in a row working. I need to get away from the automation role for a bit.
Connect the difference between a successful project and an unsuccessful project. I know I've been on enough of the projects with enough good PMs and enough not-so-good PMs. The good PMs, they make sure it works, but that's a lot of work. They could pay good for it, too, but that's a lot of work.
The funny thing is, the new PM is my boss.
You work for a project manager?
He used to be a project manager, but now he's the manager over my department. They chose him, though, because he's a project manager and just used to clean up messes, so they made him the project manager.
Oh, he's got two hats on. He switches his hats out. Yeah, that's even more difficult when you got to do that.
You didn't envy him one bit. We gave him two pieces of advice, though. Find the eject button and then press it.
KB2HXS, back in.
Go ahead. He's getting back from Lexington, Kentucky.
I'm here, KB2HXS. I'm on 290. Coming up on St. Mark's Road here.
I'm actually over here in Duncan already. I've actually been home for 2 or 3 days now. KO4 NNH for ID.
I'm going over to Rutherford. It connects with 290, but I'm going to get off of Rutherford before I hit 290.
My little country store there by St. Mark's. You know where I'm at, Dave?
Down St. Mark's Road about every day in another life. About 30 years ago. I don't go there much anymore, but I used to visit that road every day.
I'm actually in front of the Ingalls and Duncan over here right now, gentlemen. But speaking of, gentlemen, I'm going to hand it back to you two. I was listening to your conversation a little bit. I'm out here running errands right now. This has been KO4NH. It's been a pleasure. I'll be back on in a little bit.
Good talking to you. Stay safe out there on the road going back and forth between here and there. Go ahead, David.
Fred, I think you and I spoke before, Fred. I think, if the memory serves. But have a good day. KO4NNH in the group, KB2HXS. Dave?
Jimmy lately? How's Jimmy doing?
I just saw him this morning. We had Jimmy and I have been, we've been busting our butt the last week and a half or so. Did 3 installs in a row, Friday, Monday, and Wednesday. And by the end of the one Wednesday, boy, we were wore out. We were wore slap out.
Gave him plenty of boat money. You going with him to boat races?
I'm not really into the boat races too much. I don't know. Never really got into the boats and stuff. With my eyesight, it's tough to follow them.
I smile when they get far away and the surface of the water. They are hard to follow. Unless it's kicking up a 15-foot rooster tail, then they're pretty easy to follow. Thank you.
KB2HXS Bubble Friday. Yeah, he's got some money vested in them boats. I think he owns like four of them. I think one of them he won. I think he won one last year. And then he's just got to, you know, put the accoutrements, the boat and stuff, you know, the motor and stuff in it. But, he does really well with that stuff.
I guess they're still using nitro on that. That takes a lot of energy to get a boat to go fast across the water. They're probably not up to electric yet.
Yeah, no, use that special can of fuel for that stuff. Boy, I know, you don't want to breathe that stuff.
Because they've got liquid cooling, unlimited liquid cooling. They can run 60% nitro in those things.
Oh, wow. Okay, I didn't know that.
30% nitro, you're probably going to cook your engine pretty quick, but it might be worth it if you win the contest. But with both, they can crank it up there to 60%. That's a lot of nitro.
I'm familiar with those fuels, but okay, I take your word for it. I definitely take your word for it. But no, I'm more into, you know, my guitars, photography, you know, ham radio stuff, and, you know, whenever the missus and I can get away for a day.
Get in the driveway. I was flying out there for a good while, and it's just windy. I didn't look at the wind before I left. And it's got a stabilizer on it, but it's still bouncing around in the sky. It's not as fun when it's not smooth.
Oh, I hear you. What did you say, you were backing in your driveway?
Roger that. Going to unload the airplanes and take the dogs out for a walk.
All right, good enough, Dave. Oh, good to hear you in there. I will catch you later. And next time, give me a call on the phone, will you? Please? KB2HX says, I'll catch you later.
Maybe. if I learn how to do that. Anyway, have a good day. Good talking to you. KB2HXS, W4DJW. Clear.
73. We'll talk to you later. I'll be listening out for a few more minutes.